Well, I enjoy service to the community. And after 28 years with the Baltimore Police Department, the opportunity with Ocean City became available, and I thought it very attractive, and that it would be a perfect transition for me, leaving one department with service and actually moving into another department to continue that service at the chief's level.
How do you see the Ocean City Police Department right now, and how will it change under your leadership?
Well, I'm just walking in the door. The department has a fine reputation, and for me walking in, I bring a new set of eyes, a new perspective, and I'm looking forward to working alongside the fine men and women that lead, run the agency, and serve the people of the town of Ocean City. I'm looking forward to taking a look with a fresh set of eyes at all the systems and processes in place with the ideas of making it a better department for what it already is. And it's already has a great reputation. I'm just looking to make it that much better.
Will you see yourself as a teacher, given that Ocean City has more than 100 seasonal officers? Many of them are young. Many of them go on to serve in other departments. Do you see your role as Ocean City Police Chief as a teacher as well?
Yes, I do. I have several roles. Being the chief, one is exactly right. I'm being a teacher to the young recruits, and right now my present position allows for that. I'm the interim director of the education and training section commander with the Baltimore Police Department. Have been so for several months. So with that experience, that'll be part of my role, and also offering my knowledge and experience to all the other fine men and women in the police department, whether they're young officers or veteran officers.
Is this job going to be easier than working in Baltimore City?
Well, I don't want to say it's going to be easier. I will say that it will be challenging, and that's why it's so attractive to me. I'm going to enjoy the challenge that it offers. Policing, I think people are people, and whether, you know, I do recognize that the Ocean City being a resort town has its own uniqueness. And but the bottom line is it will be challenging for me.
Forgive me, it's not going to be a day at the beach for you, and forgive me for using that phrase.
No, I'm looking forward. I start July 2nd, so I'm going to start within the first couple of days. We'll be preparing for the 4th of July festivities, and I'm looking forward to being out in the field on 4th of July. So I'm going to, so to speak, hit the street running, and I can't wait.
28 years in Baltimore City, what's been the most memorable part of that time?
There's been so many. My district commander experience working in the Northern District was one of my finest time periods of my career. About 5 or 6 years spent working very closely with the citizenry, partnering with businesses, and working with some of the most courageous fine men and women within the Baltimore Police Department. And we had a lot of success. We were very effective, and we attribute that to our teamwork. And I think that's one of my finest time periods. Also the latest, being at the training facility and working with the staff here and providing the best training, the best environment for new recruits as they embark on their careers in the Baltimore City Police Department.